Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The center fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rance Pless. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Troy Heritage. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Troy Heritage. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs takes first base on ball four. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel throws the ball into Jacobs, who tags Rosen, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ranz Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy Heritage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heritage strikes out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Smith scores. Colavito moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Carrasquel scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Mo Burchie now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0-1 in the game. Pless hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Burchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Bax is now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pless scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Baxis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to third. Smith moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clete Bowyer pinch runs for Spook Jacobs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cleet Boyer now playing second base. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Burchie covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. Baxis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxis hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0 for 2 in the game. Pless hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Mo Burchie. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pless scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. the Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Pless settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Mike Baxas. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.